Okay, today's daf is daf mem dalet, and the Gemara begins. Reb Chiya says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ba'omedet al avuso. Now, omedet al avuso, as we mentioned, is an expression that sort of still stand. It sort of stand. Well, before it was a different connotation, but here it's still stand. This animal is standing by its avus. So to explain what we're talking about the case where he's twen tanat ganav. He says, look, you are chayev when this animal is standing there. So the assumption is you have mishloach b'yad. So the Gemara is asking, Rav Zira Abaya, my time, what does this mean, ba'omedet? Is it ba'omedet specifically, or afilo omedet? So now that's to understand the difference, I'll explain. I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, is it ba'omedet davke ka'amar? Kolomar shelo ra'u edim sheshalach b'yoyad. The edim, when they said, what are you saying it was stolen? We can see it, or we know it's standing by the avus. Mashma that they didn't see the shulach bayad. Shulach bayad means they didn't see the shomer taking for their purposes. It just seems to be his concealed its presence. He didn't do anything. He didn't touch it. If, however, there was a shlichu yad, meaning they saw that he rode the horse or did something, used it for his own purpose, or whatever it was, the kamale then it becomes kama brushuto. The einu mitchayev bekefil, he wouldn't be chayev kefil b'toyen tanat ganav. Why? Denase gazlan alav, because he's already made a gazlan before that, and therefore the ein gazlan and the gazlan is not it doesn't mishalav kefil as we know. There's a difference in a ganav and a gazlan, and the question is, if you're shleach boyad, then you're defined as a gazlan, so that it must be davka alav uso. Meaning, does it mean he's only chayev b'toyen tanat kefil if it was davka there? Or maybe afilu means alavusok amar v'kosh again kal v'chomer for shulach b'yadin b'chayev. In other words, is a chiddush to say that specific or better avusok, otherwise shulach b'yad is a problem, or is it saying that even if he didn't touch it, it'd still be chayev kefel? Okay, that's the question. Da krabat tanakav, because the pasuk seems to suggest toen tanakanav is replying that he was shulach b'yad. The context of Psukim seems to be talking about Shlechu Yad. So is a chiddush to say even if he wasn't Shlech Bayad or only if he wasn't Shlech Bayad? That's the question. So Gemara says, well, we've got to run into a problem. It says, in Tamer, if you say, now a bit of a gerasis exchange, if you say specifically, then hada. Then it makes a lot of sense because it aligns with what Rebbe Chanan did before. However, if you say in tema afilu omedet, then you've got a kashin shita Rabbi Yochanan. What's the shita Rabbi Yochanan? So just again, we're going to do quite a lot with Pnei Moshe today. It says maskana. This is part of the kasha. Kolomar im tinsolom al bo medet davka ka'amar aval im. If you shulach b'yad, then it's patur. Im ken, it's not a kasha midi on Rabbi Yochanan. Because why? If you remember last year, we discussed the opinion of Yochanan. Then if he was to end ta'anat avad. He claimed that it was lost, made a shvuah, and then followed that by saying, oh, I swear that it was stolen. And then he's not chayev kefil according to him. And kesal kedai the havamin at this stage that's aligning the two questions together is dela'el mishum de kfar kana b'shvuah rishona. The assumption is when he made this first shvuah and lied that it was lost, he was effectively kona, and it was therefore v'rosha u'brushotei haveh. V'shuv, and after that, he can't be chayev kefil mishum shvuah achrona b'tanat ganav. The other one, because it's already a kain b'rushotei. He was shalach b'yad, it's already considered his. V'hu adin, so too shalach b'yad de kama kama b'rushotei. So the assumption is, if you say that when is he chayev kefil, only if he wasn't shalach b'yad. But if he was shalach b'yad, it's already considered in his rishut. As we say, like a gazlan, and therefore toanat ganav when we chayv, then it would align nicely with Rabbi Yochanan said by if he was first toen ta'anat avad, because at that point it's parallels, if you like, the case of shulach boyad, and it's kama brushutei, it's as if it's in his rishut, and therefore the following either of those cases with toen ta'anat ganav, well, it's insignificant, okay? However, in Tamar, if you want to say afilu ba'omedet, if you want to say that the chiddush here is saying no, not only if he was a shaleach boyad, but even if he wasn't shaleach boyad, he's still chayev kefel, then we've got a problem. It seems to be im kasha. You've got a machlav shitei to Rabbi Yochanan because it now the what Rabbi Yochanan said before about making a shvuah that it's assuming if you made a shvuah first that it was lost, it's as if it was. Like we say, shalach boyad kamar shotein in your patur, but here we're saying that if you're shalach boyad, obviously he's bichayev the chiddush is as if he wasn't shalach boyad. That's effectively the questions. The Gemara says no. The two cases are incomparable. You're making a wrong assumption, what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Meaning, Amalei loshnia hik yotzer viduyo bishvua. So he says, sorry, I missed it. One second, sorry. Tamar, I missed a bit. Sorry. Tamar atonat avod v'nishpa. That's kehefrish korban. I'm just to explain the language. In other words, it, there by Rabbi Yochanan, that's a, I just want to show the words because the flow is still right, what I said, but I just want to say it showed in the words. Taman, then when if he said Tone, he claimed it was lost. Vinishpa, then it's kehefrish korban. Kehefrish korban doesn't mean he was mafrish a korban. The way he says here is that it, that kolomar de kfar bishvua zunit chayevba. He's really chayev in a korban, and therefore it becomes like his. It's like kone, as we said. It's kame brishutei. That's the same expression. Vakach hatanut an ones. Ones doesn't mean ones. It means it was gonev. Then it's patur. Again, that's explained Rabbi Yochanan. Vachamer hachen. He say that it's that even if it was again, if you say that it's a filu omed avosor, meaning if it was shulach boyad. He's still be chayev careful. That seems a contradiction. So Amar Aravla, Shnia ishi shehi kiyotze viduyo bishvua. So he's saying the assumption you made about aligning the two cases is incorrect. So I'll just explain the Pinimosha. He says Shnia ishi. Not what you thought. The time of Mishum. When he made the when Rabbi Yochanan was saying before, when he initially made a shvua that it was lost, it's not that he was koneh like someone who was shulach boyad. No. Meaning, the making the shvua, he's dispensed of any further obligations he has to the actual original owner. It's like admitting to it. So it's not that he's koneh it through that. It's just because he's dispensed of any other future. If you like obligations, legal obligations to make any further shvuah, that's why de kamodo as if is admitted to it. Le'inyan shnista lek he's no has no more further dealings with the owner. Hilkach, that's why shuvein. That's why the second shvuah he makes about that it was stolen. That's why it has no legal significance to make him chayv kefil. Okay, in other words, I'll say it clearly once again. When Rav Yochanan said you make a shvuah that it was the shomer says it was lost, and then he makes a follow-up shvuah that was stolen. Why is not kaif kefel? Not because he's like he's koneh in the first one. No, it's not like he was koneh. It's just that what is mechayvim the kefel? A shvuah that he's required to make by Beit Din. Let's put it that way. And because he made the first shvuah that said it was lost, that's it. If technically, legally, there's no further dealings he has to have with the owner. So if he chases it now with a shvuah that it was stolen, that's not a legally required shvuah, so it's not going to mechayev even kefil. However, sholeach boyad, who says it's got nothing to do with being in your rishut or not? Aval im shalach boyad, lo dami laha. Ulolala, you can still say even if it's sholeach boyad, and then makes a shvuah that was stolen, the gzerat hakatuv is sholeach boyad, if he, sorry, even if it's sholeach boyad, and he's to'en tanat ganav, and he claims it was stolen, he'd be chayev kefil even if he lied. Okay, that is what we're saying. So it's got nothing to do with being berushute or not berushute. Both cases are treated differently, and they both have their own rationale. So therefore, we're still left with the question: is what Rav Zira says, if you like, be'omedet, or is it afilo omedet? Okay. Now the Gemara asks a different question. Makshe al dat d'Rebbi Zira. This is going on the Havamina. They asked a different question, if you like, on the Havamina of Zera. If you remember, the Havamina of Zera was that, oh, I think the cases are aligned because they were talking about when is he patur from the kefil once it's kama b'rishutei. So either shulach b'yad or that first shvuah. That was the Havamina. We're still working with the Havamina. We're going back to the Havamina, saying even the Havamina doesn't make sense. Why? Amale Eichan, he said to you, Eichan Shori, he says, where's my shor, my ox? Amalei nignavus dol mashpiach ani, and you swear am amen. The edim meidin oto and edim come along and testify shenignavu that it's stolen. Hashem tashlumi kefil. Hodav me'atzmo if he admits his own mashalem keren v'chomesh v'asham. Fine, that's a classic case. V'kacha kivan shemashach if they're testifying that he, if you like, took it, then kuto'ono, that's not betono, kuto'one to'anat avud. So I'll explain here in the Pnei Moshe. I'll just skip a few Pnei Moshes here. It says, If they're saying once he Moshiach, he took it for himself, he's already Kona. It's in Rishut. The Havei, and it's as if it should be parallel to the case of the first stage, if you say Kama Brishutei, of, as we said, Toinat, the Toin Ta'anat Avad. Again, the two, like the Shvu that was, like Rabbi Yochanan said, of Avad followed by Ganav. Like Rabbi Zira tried to align the two cases initially. It's Kumo, and then from that point onwards, when he makes a Shvu that it's Ganav, it's as if he followed it with a gun, Tanak Ganav. And this is Patur Mekefel, it should be Patur also Mitzvicha de Shalom Toveach. It should be Patur from Tvicha because it's as if he is, it's his Toveach. Okay? So if we go back a second, we really need to see the Pnei Moshe before, because what we're talking about Tvicha Mechira here. Because the previous one, it says, Meshlam, and if he's, because it says, if he's Tavach Machar, then he placed Arba v'Chamisha. That's where the Kasha is working on. Kumo, it says, Otana Gana Meshem Gam Kenta Shlomi, if you like, Arba v'Chamisha. If you remember, Kod Rabbi Yochanan, but Torah Tanagavi can be Mechai 4 and 5. That was another discussion we saw before. That was like previous year. Whether or not Ganav, he becomes equivalent to a Ganav. So the question is, I don't understand. When he's Moshech to steal it, that should be like the first Shvuah. It's Kama Brishutei. When he's now Toveach, is Tave, when that, if he's Toveach, and he shechts it or sells it, that should be like the Toen Ganav following the Tana that was Avud. It's Kfar Kama Brishutei, so I can be Chayav Arba V'Chamisha. That's kind of the way they're trying to say. Okay, so Gemara says Tiftar. No, actually, there are two ways to explain this. One is Shenishba lo v'achar kach tvacho, meaning that's not a kasha, because you can explain. Pnei Moshe says the nishba lo shenignav, the shvua that it was stolen. V'achar no, after it he shechted it. The bishat shvua at the time of shvua kati lo meshacho, he hadn't yet done the kinyan v'lo kam b'rishutei. Okay, and from that point onwards, he is, if you like, chayv. In other words, he didn't do the meshicha the kam brishutei, yes, yet. He claimed it was stolen, was, if you like, still kama ba'avuso. Okay, so now you can be chayv tanat ganav, and then after he was moshech. So the meshicha that he's taking for himself occurred really after the shvuah. So it's not like it's like the first, if you like, shvuah in our chronology was a stone out on the garden, and that's why it sticks. It can be chayiv kefil. Okay. However, Talmidoi de Rav Chiya Bar Lunga says Tiftar. You can also explain it differently. B'shachalto Ravutz. Where what? In other words, you don't need to be bahachi that there was a that again. How's the kasha was? If meshicha towards him is already kama brishutei, how can he be chayiv for the time of the subsequent things? And the Gemara says, no, it could be the Lord Tzricha not Me'achi. But then Moshe says, Ela tifta v'shulam mashachoi. He didn't pull it towards himself. V'shachatok shuravutz. He just went to the animal, shechted it straight. So shechting it straight wasn't yet kama brishutei. The gneva, mechira, and shvi, sorry, the gneva and shchita is all happening in the one go. V'lo kanu mikodem. There's no kinyan beforehand. U'b'shatficha, and at the chatficha is mechayev. Okay, b'seder. Now. We ask next, now we ask ne the next question. V'yesh tvicha below, here's in Mechira, but the implication really is below Geneva. What's this question on? Again, we'll continue Pnei Moshe. We're talking about a Mishnah, we saw the Edim come along. If you remember, you saw the Edim coming. Ubayim. V'amar, he says, oh, ganavti. Aval lo tavachti v'lo macharti. But I didn't shecht it or sell it. He's patur. From the Tashlum Arba V'Amishah. Why do we say that? We said because if he's the admission for Geneva exempts him, if you like, from the Kefel, and if in Kefel in Arba V'Amishah, that's assumption. The Havamini is saying at this stage is different. When are you Moda Beknas Patu? That's when there are no Edim at all. And the assumption is what's happening, he's seeing the Eidei Tficha on the way. Okay? Important to understand. What that means is when is Moda Beknas Patur according to Havamina? When there are no Eidim. So if someone's Moda Beknas and Eidim still come, he would still be Chayev. It's not one of these like get out of jail free cards. If I run to Beit Din before the Eidim go, I can exempt myself. That's how people understand, right? So it says, however, so what must the case be? The case must be, according to Pnei Moshe, that he's seeing the Edim coming to Edim, what Edim Tficha, Shchita, right? And therefore he's Modeh, if you like, for the Gneiva, and that's exempts him. And if exempts him, that is exempts him, if you, because without the Kefel, if you, sorry, without the Chiyuv Kefel, you can't have Arba L'Chamishah. That's the way it's importantly phrased. And that's what the Gemara asks. One second, come on. Yesh tficha below geneva. How's it possible you've got these Edim coming about tficha without also effectively testifying to the fact that there's geneva? If they didn't know about the geneva, what's the substance and what's the importance of the Edus? Right? The If he shechts his friend behemah, what's the big deal? If he didn't sell him, v'haka lo machru. Shereu or American Afti, Bahashik, aiding in our tficha, our koch, it must be they're testifying also that it was stolen. There's no substance in Lomar the Shlomo, because the Yeshlomar. So you could say that he was his own. If you see, if you're testifying a guy that's testifying a person who's shechting an animal, what's the something that tell you? He could have bought the animal. So when these Edim are coming along and he's panicking about his Edim come along, there must be testifying not just about the Shrita, also about the fact he stole it. That's what it means in the Gemara says, Yesh tficha below Geneva, really. Right? That they're also testifying about the Geneva. So I'll explain it outside, very importantly. The Mishnah said that if he sees Edim coming, and he says, look, I admit that I stole it, but I didn't shecht it or sell it. Well, Gemara says, and Mishnah says, well, he threw the Hodai, he exempts himself from the Geneva, and if he exempts for Kefil, he's exempt for Arba L'Chamishah. The Gemara now asks, the assumption of the Gemara is twofold. One is, admission doesn't exempt you, for a Knas, that is, unless, importantly for a Knas, the Kefil, etc., obviously the principal has to pay, unless there are no Edim. Edim never come. Because if Edim come, your whatever Knas is not going to help you. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is, what are these Edei Tficha and Mechira coming to do? That means them testifying means there's substance in their testimony. So it must be, that's in Tficha in Mechira, sorry, which is if Yesh Tficha below Geneva, really. And if they're coming to testify about their Tficha, it must be that they're also testifying about the Genevas. How's it going to help him to admitting about the Geneva? Because if they're testifying about the Geneva, we said it's not going to exempt him. That's a question of the Gemara.
Edus about the Geneva simply means that they can identify that that is the behemah
Or they
that
know he
belongs.
stole it. Yeah, they identified the and you know he's, but they know he stole it. Because even if they identified to the behemah that used to belong to someone, who said he didn't buy it? Okay? They know that he
The
stole
Baal HaBehemah testifies that he didn't buy it.
it. Yeah, who cares? I mean, if I sell you something and come a week later and say, I never sold it to you,
Yeah.
so what? Right? You know what I mean? So that's what we're dealing with. So there's two ways to explain it. The Gemara first says, I'll give you an answer. Answer number one is kesumchus. Why sumchus? Now this sumchus relates to the Gemara, the Mare Panim, which is Pnei Moshe. In the back, he says the Gemara in Bavli that says it says two people. It's not, there are two witnesses that said it was Ganav, and two witnesses says it was Tavach Umachar, and the Edei Zolomim are found to be false. So they paid Tashlumi Kefil, Edim Zomim, because they lied. And the accused still has to pay Shlosha and Shnayim. So in other words, that's the opinion of Sumchus. Chachamim can disagree. For Ein Geneva, there's no Tvicha Mechira. But Sumchus of the opinion, you can have Eidus regarding the Mechira and Shchita. There is substance to it. That's the opinion of Sumchus. So the simple understanding is, no, there is substance. It's possible these Edim were coming just to testify Tvicha Mechira. However, the Shmuel says no. Amar b'shelo bau edi gneiva. He's of the opinion. Again, Shmuel's consistent with his opinion. The assumption is that is sorry is consistent with the position that modeh knas only part of edim don't come along, and therefore I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. He says about b'shelo bau edim. Kolomar shelo ha'idu edim klal. Then edim never came along. The kim like Edim klala Geneva, since there were never any witnesses about the Geneva, but who amar ganavti, and he says, I admit, modeh beknas patur mina kefil. Aval im bau edei tficha, if the edei tficha actually came, klomar afilu edei tficha im bau ve'idu, then it's not considered modeh beknas. So in other words, it seems to be, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? But it seems to be that the admission is an admission as long as the witnesses don't, like a good tigzim, as long as the witnesses don't come along. That's his way of explaining. He says, you don't have to commit to this as saying like sumchus, but it's more of, I guess, more of a strained, I think, reading the Mishnah, that we're saying, oh, when's he patur? Only because the Edom never, if the Edom never came along. You saw them coming, but they never came. That's, I think, they have to read it. However, you've got a very interesting pshat here. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish says, now there's two ways to read this Gemara, and I'm going to go through both. Pnei Moshe brings both. Reish Lakish says, Ra'a Ede Gneva Ba'in. He sees the Ede Gneva coming. Va'amar, it says, Ganavti. And he says, I stole it. Okay? Now he says, the Amar Ganati, Ma'achar, we say, the first reading is She'ein Hoda'ah Bamash, that Hoda'ah is not considered good Hoda'ah. Then it'd be Chayav. Ra'edi Tficha Ba'in, Va'amar Tavachti, Ma'achar She'yesh Bo'ada'ah Bamash, then he would be Pator. So explain the first reading is that according to the first reading, the assumption is if a Hoda'ah is only Machmat Bi'uta De'edim, because I can see Edim coming, that's not a good hoda'ah. So therefore, that's why it's saying, if he says Edim coming, Ede Geneva specifically coming, and he says, look, I stole it, then Me'achar De'ahara is not good hoda'ah, then it's still B'chayev. However, if he says the Ede Tficha coming on, V'amar Tavachti, which means, Kulomar, the first he was hoda'ah B'tchila ala Geneva, that's Mamash. He wasn't scared of that. There wasn't Edim that were threatening him. And only later he was moda, if you like, al tficha mechira. It says, therefore, he'd be patur on the Arba el Chamisha, because he's exempt from the Gneva, and not the Gneva. And if ain't Gneva, we say ain't tficha mechira. The first reading is very simple, but however, the assumption is a chiddush, that an admission based on fear, I can see Edim coming, is not a good admission. So if it was the Gneva coming along, well, it's not a good admission, so it'd be chayef. If Ede Tficha coming along, but he already admitted without any concerns about Ede Gneva, and then it was a good admission, and so therefore it exempt him from everything. However, the other reading is as follows. The Sfarim Acharim says as follows. Now I'll go over the Gemara again. It says, Mechar she'ein bahodah. It says, Sfarim say, Mechar she'ein bahodah mash. He says, Ophizik Garcina Beresha Machar Shiyesh Bohoda Amamash. So in other words, you have to read it as follows. Ede, if he says Ede Gneva Ba'in Va'amar Ganavti, Machar Shiyesh Bohoda Amamash, then he would be Patur, opposite. In other words, according to this reading Gemara, if a person admits to a Knasis Patur, whether or not he was motivated by fear or not, makes no difference. That's a massive difference between the two Shittot. Therefore, he's Patur. However, then it says, Ra'a Ede Tficha Ba'in, if the Ede Tficha come in, Va'amar Tavachti Mechar, in that situation, Mechar She'ein Boda Mamash, then he'd be Chayv. So how do you read that piece? I'll just show you here. So again, the first reading is, again, the Reishta is, it's a good Hoda'ah, even if he's Ede never coming along, so he's Patur. Now, I can read the Pnei Moshe. It says, Klomar, She'ein Kadosh Nid Chayv Ba'atzmo B'tchila. The hoda'ah in the beginning is sotayim lechayvim. Da habetchila lo hoda legneva. The first hoda'ah he makes when the gneva is coming along, well, is not lichal lo hoda legneva ela kashara edei tzvicha. Klomar she'en she'hen he idu legneva. The edim came along. These again l'shitat pnei Moshe. If edei tzvicha came along, they testified everything. They testified about the gneva. The mistama hachimari. The assumption is what they're doing. Da ain't tzvicha below gneva. Because again, if the Eidet Ficha coming along, they're going to presumably have the whole picture. That's been his assumption through the whole sugya. Veheni yadu b'gneva, and importantly, v'idu alav. They've testified already that he's chayim shum gneva. Okay? And they're about to continue to say, oh, and by the way, also we saw on the Wednesday after it, he sold it to so-and-so and shechted it. V'kodim, before they got a chance to increase the penalty. He is he'id ala tficha. He was made ala tficha. Therefore, de kasabur, and they thought that the individual thought, well, I'm already chayv kefil. Let's see if I can admit and exempt myself from the extra 4 and 5. However, he's chayv. Why she'ein b'hoda uzo mamash? Now this is another chiddush in the sugya. Shelo nitchayev ba'atzmo bekeren, because in the hoda'ah it wasn't substantial hodah that obligated him in the keren, the fixed amount. Now, this is really interesting because what this is saying now, in order to be a hoda'ah that exempts you in the face of witnesses, it has to be a hoda'ah of substance. Hoda'ah that's mechayiv you keren. So if it was a hoda'ah, as we said, in the face of edim coming, okay, you've mechayiv yourself on the keren, so you're patur from the kefir. However, if you already chayiv the keren because of the edim said you stole it, and you try to exempt the Arba Chamisha, that's not a substantive hoda'ah. And it's a, which is this read in the Sugya, and therefore it's a substantive hoda'ah, that it's a significant hoda'ah, and you'd be chayv, Arba Chamisha, that's why you chayv. Again, massive nafkamim is two ways of reading the Sugya. However, that's the second reading. Now, Reb Zira Sabaye, Ra Edi Unsin Baim. Now, this is a case of ones, as in rape. Okay, or petita, in other words, ones or pitui. And he says the edim coming along case. Amar, and he says anasti, and he committed it. Amar, what's the din? So Amar Rav Chanina, matniti k'Rabbi Shimon, da'amar ikar tfiya knas, k'mi she'en bo'orad ha'mamash, and therefore chayet. Rabbanan Rami ein tfiya knas, k'mi she'yesh bo'orad ha'mamash, and therefore patur. Ein ikar tfiya knas, sorry. K'mi she'yesh bo'orad, and therefore patur. I switched the chayet and patur like the chachamim. If you remember before, when we talked, this is the case where, in the case of ones and in the case of rape, where he was kofir. And we said that the question is, what's the ikar tfiyah? Is it ikar on knas or is it ikar on the monetary compensation for the fact that he caused a hezek to her? That was the debate. And that nafkamina was if he denied it, made a shvu against it, would he be chayv shvu pekadon? Because shvu pekadon is only for mammon and not knas. That was the debate we saw. So let's look at the Bnei Moshe on this. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that the ikar, if you like, tfiyah is knas. Therefore, ke'ein b'hoda'ah mamash and be chayev. So I'll read the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Kolomar, Rabbi Shimon, the kama hatam de ikat tfiyah shel zu hi haknas." The shita that says again, Rabbi Shimon says knas. Do lo shavu ikar midedekayit, because again, he's interested in something and he knows exactly what he's getting money out of. That's why he says the ikar is a knas. The fine. Imken hacha hodato lov hoda'ah. His admission's not a good admission. Why? Because we said to be in a substantive hoda'ah, this is following really the second explanation we said, there has to be some sort of principle is mechayiv himself. Okay? If it's moda beknas, and then it's followed by edim, we said, so in other words, combining two very important principles. Moda beknas isn't a get out of jail free card. Meaning, if you're moda beknas and edim come along, you're chayiv. When does it work to exempt you? That's once again, if there's some sort of chiyuv mamon on your himself. So if the ikar tfir is on the knas, that's not a good hoda'ah. Why is it a good hoda'ah? Because if the ikar claim is on knas and is admitting to it, there's no chiyuv mamoni. That's not the substance of what is mechayiv himself. She'en hoda mamash. Uledivrei chachamim, it's different. Da'ada in ikar tfir, the ikar tfir is not on the knas. Ela the boshet, the shame, the pagam, the fact that he made her not a betula anymore. And that's what's being claimed. Mimtza, therefore, in his hoda'ah, the hoda'ah is yesh po mamash. There is a substantive admission. He's admitting to the claim made against him, which is monetary. Shrei nitchay bo'odah b'boshet u'pagam, d'mamonu. U'koshumode, when it's mitchay b'kach, mikri hoda'ah. Le'ina knas, and that's going to have implication that it's a good admission, such that now it would exempt him from the knas component. What a beautiful piece. In other words, once again, we're saying that, again, really important basics of this sugya. One, what of the knas patur isn't a get out of jail free card. Edim come along, yisul chayiv. When does it work, even in the face of Edim, when there's substantive monetary implication as a result, or direct implication, the claim against him is monetary. So that's why in Gneva, if he admits to Gneva, meaning because I've admitted to the principle of Chayiv, that's why it's a good admission. But if we saw the previous case, if it's already Chayiv Gneva, he just tries to exempt himself from the pure Knas above, that Ficha Mechira, won't help you. It's not a good admission. So to here, when it comes to the case of Ones, in rape, depends what the Ikar Tfir is. If the Ikar is Knas, and what his admission is going against just pure Knas, there's no, that's not a good admission to Patu. If, however, like when Chachamim, the ikut fear is mammon, then his admission before the edim come along is substantive admission, and therefore the knas that comes part of it, as we said, as a corollary of being ones, he'd exempt himself. Yeah, fair. Okay. I know we've gone a bit over time, but the next part of the Mishnah will be quite straightforward, as I said. So this principle, this really, what we're learning in the Mishnah now, is really a follow-on from what we were saying, which has been that if you are in a situation where someone, Shua Pikadon, the Shomer makes, when is he chayev? Only if it, if you like, exempts himself from something, from payment. So listen, occasionally the shul when he's chayev anyway. Chayev anything. Somebody says, where's my shul? Amari says, it died. And really, nishbar or nishbar or nignav or avad. In other words, he said it died to mechayev himself. And he lied. But in truth, he would be chayev to pay anyway because one of these other things that mechayev him to pay occurred. Or let's look at the other permutation combination. Nishbar v'hu shemet or nishbar or nignav or avad. Or nishbar v'hu met or nishbar or nignav or avad. Nignav v'hu shemet or nishbar or nishbar or avad. Or avad v'hu shemet or nishbar or nishbar or nignav. In other words, he made a shvur about one of the things in the chayiv, and in truth, it was one of the other four. And he makes a shvur shirachanabi, and he says, Amen, he'll be patur. Why? Because he didn't exempt himself. But the shvur saying what actually happened is mechayiv him to pay anyway. So therefore, he's not chayiv to pay again for his korban, pay kefir, the chomesh, etc. What about Amar Echad Shuri? He says, look, any other that we're talking about, nata sachli. And really what happened is, hu shemet nishbar nishbar nignav avad. One of the other things that happened to this animal that's mechayev him. So by saying, I don't know what you're talking about, and nishbeachani v'amar amen, then he's chayev, because it's like a shvur pekadon, denying having possession, and he's exempt himself from payment. So therefore he's chayev. Next, amar l'noso sachar v'socher. Now, noso sachar v'socher, remember, has the intermediate level of chiyuv. He says, where's my shor? Amar, he says, met. V'hu nishbar or nishbar. Or nishbar v'hu met, v'hu shemet or nishbar. Or nishbar v'hu met, v'hu shemet or nishbar. In other words, one of the three things that would exempt him, he claimed that really it was one of the other two. So nothing has changed with the status. Or nignav, in other words, if he said, or he said it was stolen, and really it was lost, or it was lost and really it was stolen, and both situations be chayv anyway. And the owner says, mashbiach ani, do you swear I'll end? And that's actually his patur, because the status hasn't changed. He's never exempted himself. Either was he's mechayv himself, and when he be chayv, or he's exempted himself, when he'd be exempt anyway. Or what happens in met or nishba or nishba, or he says it was either one of the things that would be mechayev him, and he swore, sorry, exempt him, and really it's something with mechayev him, so nignav or avad, and he makes a shvah. Well, that's obvious, v'amar amen is a chayev. What about here, avad or nishba? What about he swore that it was lost or stolen, which is going to mechayev him to pay? And really what happened, the truth was something was exempt from doing. Well, he didn't exempt himself for payment. He basically mechayev himself. I don't know why he did that, but he did. Nonetheless, he's patur. So Zerachlal, this is a general caution. Nishba lakel alatzmo chayev lachmer alatzmo patur. If you're trying to lakel alatzmo, exempt yourself for payment, you're chayev. If it's lachmer alatzmo, to make even worse on yourself, then you're patur. Now, this is very interesting. We've got a brighter here. It says, lo lakel v'lo lachmer chayev. Now, the Ribbaz changed this to make it like the Mishnah. However, the Pnei Moshe says there's actually a breaker that's cholek. That if it's staying at the same level, you could still be chayev. If it's staying at the same level. Meaning, if you chayev yourself, some you chayev anyway, or part of yourself, you part of yourself anyway, then you be chayev this shvua, which is different to what we've been saying till now. Again, cholek on the Mishnah. Amar manita amarken, we've got a breaker that seems to say that. V'chen amar l'shoel, amar l'shomechina, amar l'socha, v'socha, en cheri, Amar lo met v'chulei. It's almost quoting the bright that seems to say this follow. Maushi amar lo bo bishval li shlo tanecha bala gozla. The final question the Gemara asks is as follows: in one of the situations where the person says this is what happens and is mechayiv himself to pay, can the owner say, "I'd like you to make a shvua that it's that you're not withholding this thing because you kind of really want to keep it for yourself"? Okay, that's effectively the question. So the Gemara says, Mikomakom en meshalem. It says, what's the big deal? He's paying up for it anyway. So why would you want to mechayev him to make a shvur? You want to keep it? He's getting paid back there. And I says, no. Mahuda yemer le'afilo dat yadli. I don't care if you pay me. Kamada di ana bayi gabach. You know, sometimes getting your personal object back is sometimes much more valuable and more important to you than getting compensated for it. So the question seems to be, and it seems to be left as a question here, that can he still make him make a shvua even though he's going to be paid back, that you're not withholding because you like and wanted to keep it? Okay? Because Pnei Moshe says, Danichala b'didi helka teshma kom no shvua zu afagat de meshalem lo. And there, so in other words, there is grounds for it, and it seems to be less of a question. And with that, we say, Adranach perek arba shormim hen v'sichla masechta de shavuos. All right, Mit Hashem, tomorrow we begin Avoda Vara.
Shkoyach.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Tada.
Mazel tov.